This is Statehouse Week. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney.
This is a huge step towards addressing a three-decades-old problem for our state.
State DOT Secretary Christy Hall, as the state Senate this week, passed a bill to raise the state's gas tax to pay for road and bridge improvements. For the past 3 years, the Senate has been unable to agree on a long-term funding plan for roads. But with the state road system deteriorating at a rapid pace, a coalition of Republicans and Democrats voted to pass the bill and send it back to the House. Republican Larry Grooms of Berkeley County chairs the Senate's Transportation Committee.
No road bill will pass without bipartisan support. And the Senate bill was a true bipartisan bill. And so I'm proud of our work, and I'm looking forward to continuing to defend the Senate version when the House decides to put their amendments on the bill.
There are differences in the Senate and House versions of the bill, but they both use a hike in the gas tax to pay for the hundreds of millions of dollars needed for road improvements. Governor McMaster has said he'll veto a gas tax bill. Lawmakers, however, think they have the votes to override such a veto. If enacted, it would mark the first increase in the gas tax in 30 years. Governor McMaster has signed into law the session's other priority piece of legislation, a bill aimed at stabilizing the state's pension system. McMaster said he considered vetoing the measure. He had concerns about an immediate $150 million infusion of money into the plan, but he said putting the matter off for another year would be too expensive.
Everyone understands that we had to do this now in order to keep the system that we have now sustainable. We had to do it. There's no other way out. But for the future, for new employees, we need a better system, and everyone is committed to doing that.
McMaster and legislative leaders say the next step in shoring up the pension system will involve changing the type of state retirement plan available to new and future employees. Instead of the current traditional pension plan, there appears to be growing support to shift to a 401k-type plan for workers. A House subcommittee charged with oversight of the State Department of Public Safety said this week that there are serious management problems and possible misconduct issues surrounding the director of the department, Leroy Smith. Representative Eddie Talon of Spartanburg says the problems are acute in the administration of the Highway Patrol.
For 4 years, they couldn't tell us exactly, but they spent between $8.9 million and $21.1 million on training new troopers. And they had, at the end of that period, they had two net new troopers. Now that's astounding that they spend that much money and they only have two net new troopers.
Talon says the morale of state troopers is so low it's hurting their ability to do their jobs. Earlier in this year's session, the House deleted the director's salary from next year's state budget to show a lack of confidence in Smith. The Senate restored the salary to the budget. Director Smith, who says he's disappointed by the House's action, is a member of the governor's cabinet, and any ultimate action at DPS will have to come from the governor's office. Supporters of allowing the prescribed use of medicinal marijuana in the state will renew their push next year. Action on bills in the House and Senate has stalled, and there are just 6 legislative days remaining in this year's session. State House Week, a production of South Carolina Public Radio. I'm Russ McKinney.